But you might notice I have a live guest in the studio today. Larry, thank you for coming in down.
My pleasure.
This is Larry Fagan. He's retired. He's going to talk about all of that. I'll let him do that. But, you know, it is really great to have somebody here live in the audience, in the studio with me instead of, you know, over the internet.
Amen. Well, you know what? I was, Dave, thank you very, very much. I truly appreciate being here. When I saw what you were doing, and quite frankly, I've known you for years in the industry. When I saw you live on YouTube, and then I saw you on Facebook, and then I saw you really making a big impact on LinkedIn, I says, well, I gotta give that guy a call and see if I can't find out what he's doing down there. I've always noticed you in, you know, I've been in the industry for 35 years. How did I get here? How did I earn it? I started out as a custodian and I worked my way up. So I'm an actual positive proof that you can succeed starting out anywhere.
Well, I think we have that in common. We both did the same thing.
Absolutely.
All right.
When we speak about our experiences, it's a parallel universe. But when I saw you on LinkedIn and I started seeing the hits, and really what I saw on LinkedIn that you were doing was attracting and having a place, a home place, for our industry to drop in and say, hey, what's going on? How are you doing? Dave's teaching something new today. Dave has a new guest on. So, you know, I'm a 45 minute drive north of here in the beautiful villages of Florida.
Well, you are now, but now, folks, that's not where he's always been.
Yeah.
Larry's from up north.
Yeah. I started out as a snowbird. Now, I 35 years in the industry. I started out as a custodian. Father-in-law worked for Hilliard Incorporated. He was with them for 20 years. And he tucked me under his wing. He gave me a chunk of his territory, a price book, and a map, and said, go get it.
Oh, man. Now I know what that's like. I got the same thing. It wasn't with Hilliard. But, you know, I remember those days where they gave you the price book and said, here's the street. And the other thing they did, Larry,
a map, a real paper map.
A real paper map. And a quota that you had to meet.
Oh, yeah.
And you didn't know where you were, you didn't know what you were doing.
You had a handful of customers, but that's where I started. And actually, I lost my job in the steel industry, and then I had to get two jobs as a custodian to equal that pay. And what I found out when I got into the custodial world was I absolutely loved it. I saw the value of what we do, and I saw the professionalism in it. And you know, if you think you can, you can. If you think you can't, you won't. And I saw in the janitorial custodial industry a way to provide a clean, healthy, and safe environment for people. I loved it. It fit my personality. I'm a type A, somewhat clean, organized, neat freak. So it suited me well. But I worked two jobs in a janitorial supply company, or a custodial company, and then started working for Hilliard myself. I worked for them for 20 years. I started with them in 1982. Built a beautiful, successful career with them. Loved sales, excelled at it, did very good, provided well for my family. But one day I was driving in the car and I said, wow, I'm making these guys millions of dollars. Maybe I could do this for my family, that I could leave a legacy. So there, that opened the door for Fagan Sanitary Supply in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania in 2002. I began that journey, and
and the thing is now that's where he retired from, folks. So Fagan Sanitary Supply, where he retired, but they're not out of business.
No,
they're definitely. And we were talking about this before we got on air. You know what? We're talking about LinkedIn, right?
Yeah.
And I'm all over it, but I got to tell you, I really appreciated that video I saw. That
I know where you're going.
I don't know if you posted it or who, but it was his grandson,
yep.
I think,
yep.
And he was pouring floor finish out for dad to lay floor finish on a gym floor. I champion that all over the place.
You know what? Thank you for recognizing that, Dave. That's fourth generation. Grandfather, my father-in-law, Larry Cullen, myself, my son, Ryan, and that was his boy, Luke. Luke, to date, got well over 11,000 hits on that. And the reason why, I think, Dave, is exactly why it lit your light.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, it was another generation. Yeah. It was a young person learning our industry and learning what you learned, what I learned, kind of by rote. We didn't have anybody to guide us along like Lucas had four generations of you.
Yeah, his father takes him out on the job, and you know, just like my kids started. Ryan and my son Sean and my daughter Laura are now running the company with my ex-wife Mary Jane, and they're doing a great job. The company's grown. There is now a whole lifestyle for the fourth generation of people in this industry that came out of our blood. And as Dave said, as you said, you know, we got a price book and a territory map and a quota, and they said, have at it. We didn't have all of these maps. You know, you can plug in a whole territory, know how long it's going to take you to get there, texting,
Lucas
email.
Lucas got it made.
Oh, he's got it down pat.
I mean, you know, I tell you, we wish, but really, do we wish we would have had that? Appreciate, I think they now appreciate, and folks, that's what we're talking about here on our show. You know, this is progressive. This is being positive. This is bringing people into the industry. You know, you and I were talking about before we started here. We've got a lot of history between us. Mm. We've went through the school of hard knocks. Mm. But, you know, the whole thing, and I liked what you said a minute ago.
Yeah.
Healthy and safe.
Oh, absolutely. Let me pat myself on the back. I've been cleaning for health and safety for many, many years. It's a pretty, there's a lot of buzz about it now, but I wanted to clean. I was a custodian. I wanted to clean it so it was easy and healthy and safe for me. I had to spray that bottle all day. I quit. I got tired of choking on those fumes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So when I came into the industry, into the sales side of it, I had a couple minor objectives. One of them was to help my customer, to be proactive, progressive with my customer, to bring the cutting edge stuff to them, but to look for ways to reduce the amount of chemicals they had to have, increase equipment sales if you needed to do that, and make it safe and healthy for not only the people who had to use it, but the environment for the people, the teachers, the staff in the building, whomever. You know, chemicals are nasty if they're not healthy.
And I'm going to follow that up. We've got just a little bit short time here, but we want to introduce you to Larry Fagan today, the sanitary supply that he used to run, now that his kids are doing for him. You know what? They're keeping you in retirement.
Yeah, they are.
I got to tell you, that's why you're down to villages.
Thank you, boys and girls. Thank you, Laura.
Yeah, okay. All right. So, you know, the thing about it is I think one last thing I want to do before we close on this segment. By the way, he's going to be back with a number of different ones. So if you like what we're talking about, stay tuned. We're going to have some more.
Yeah.
But I want to close out this segment.
Yes.
You know, we both were talking, you know, green.
Yeah.
We were talking healthy.
Yeah.
Before our clients or the industry ever really, you know, and I always said this.
Well, that goes back to your other word, proactive. You said we were talking about it before. That's why you succeeded, why I succeeded. We were in front of the curve. We were riding the wave, and we were on the high end of it.
You know, the thing is you might see our moniker that we have at the Academy. You know, it's not being just part of the status quo. It's creating the status quo. And I think that's what you're talking about.
Yeah,
healthy,
absolutely.
Positive, proactive,
right.
Green, purple. I don't care what color you call it. It's just getting out there and doing the right thing.
I might add, I don't really care so much for the moniker of green because, quite frankly, it turns a lot of people off.
It does.
As soon as they hear the the word green, many people, they think, oh, well, that stuff can't work. That's so not true.
So, folks, you got to understand, we're going to talk about that a little bit more. I think there's something more to be said.
Amen.
But, Larry, I thank you for coming in today.
My pleasure.
And for you
thank
folks
you
watching,
all out there.
Yeah, thanks for watching.
Yeah.
And if you're listening to the podcast, tune in to any of the other ones. You may find something interesting. Larry, thanks for coming in.
My pleasure, Dave. Thank you for having me.
And we'll have another.
Stay tuned. More to come.